is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. The issues of diversity, inclusion, and equality are important and affect all aspects of our lives as minorities. Diversity without inclusion is inequality. Mr. Figaro, can you explain?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The biggest issue facing us in our society is obviously issues of color. Whether it be doing business with the city, whether it be stop and frisk issues, we are targeted because of our color. At the beginning of 2020, we started a nonprofit organization, Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality. Yes, that's DIE. And the purpose of that organization is to educate our community. The purpose of that organization is to give us better opportunities on the job, where our skills will be recognized, our education will be recognized when there are promotions on the job. When we are on the streets, our children, ourselves, we have to be safe, and we should not be stop and frisk because of our color. That's a civil rights issue. Now, the biggest problem that we have is, how do we prove we've been discriminated against? More importantly, along with that is, hey, what court system? Is it federal? Is it state? Is it city that we have relief? What we also need is a government in New York City, that's where we live, and these are Democrats, that will address these pertinent issues. New York City, New York State, they give businesses, business contracts every year. What proportion of those contracts are for women, are for blacks, are for Latinos, or for white folks? And the history in New York City is the last mayor that gave 5% of the city contracts to black businesses, minority businesses, right, was Mayor Dinkins. He's now deceased. Part of his analysis was you have to be willing. You have to institute programs and you have to be concerned enough to bring about change. So under Giuliani, who came after Dinkins and had a racist campaign against Mayor Dinkins when he became mayor, under him, contracts for minorities was reduced. Similarly, under Mayor Bloomberg, contracts against for minorities were reduced further. Unfortunately, contracts under Mayor de Blasio was also reduced. The state had a different track record where it started to be, you know, there was more and more contracts for minorities. So the governor did a better job, Governor Cuomo, than Mayor de Blasio or any mayor prior to de Blasio, Mayor Dinkins and Mayor Bloomberg. Another trick up their sleeve was, like under affirmative action, white women benefited under affirmative action more than black men, brown men, black women, and brown women. So white women benefited the most under affirmative action, which was instituted basically to help deprived people, people who are victims of racism. Eventually, there's a program where you could be minority certified woman. And the whole purpose of that new certification, again, is to benefit white women. So why does a black woman or a brown woman need to be woman certified when they could be minority certified? Why do they have to help white women get business in New York City or New York State? And if you look at contracts being awarded to women, you would see white women benefiting more than black women, brown women, or black men, brown men. Have we been hoodwinkled twice? Yes. What does our elected officials do in the city council and where, what have you? It's the classic slavery mentality they have applied, divide and conquer. Let black women and brown women work with white women as opposed to be working with black men and black and brown men who have been deprived. Throughout history, that's what the big people do. That's what the racists and them do. That's what government does. Divide and conquer. We would like to see more contracts under the new mayor for 2022. 2021, there's going to be a mayor's race. What is Eric Adams going to do to bring equality? What is Stringer going to do to bring equality? I was watching CNN not too long ago about COVID-19. And unfortunately, Mr. Stringer's mother died of the virus. But during the interview, the interviewer asked the question, and he said, "But look, she had, you know, the doctor, the nurse were communicating with him." And I thought, whoa, lucky him, Stringer. Because my good friend, Martin Douglas, president of the USSA, the United States Steel Band Association, neither his family or me could have communicated with him at Kings County Hospital. And that's white privilege. Not knowing, Mr. Stringer didn't really think about it. And I'm not surprised because he's white. You see, white privilege is a powerful thing, even with the virus. Because, as I said before, we are dying at twice the rate of white people. Not only because we have underlying diseases like HIV, heart disease, diabetes, but also because we are poor. And we do not have the access to better hospitals like white people do. Nor is any doctor or nurse going to call us at our homes to give the status of our parents' COVID experience. CNN cut the interview short when he said this. I do not know why. They said it was, engineering, whatever. But is Mr. Stringer going to be sympathetic? Is he going to have empathy towards what black and brown people suffer in our community? Where in our communities, we have 3 and 4 times the city average in diabetes, heart disease, HIV, but do we get 3 and 4 times the city average, more money to take care of our problems? Similarly, New York City being the most segregated school system in the country, is Mrs. Stringer going to be open to open enrollment? Where on a first-come, first-served basis, we could send our kids to any succeeding school in New York City, regardless of where they are zoned, where they live. That's a quick solution. And what we will need is more yellow buses on the street taking our kids to the school of their choice. An inconvenience for our parents, but equality for our kids. Especially when the governor has been sued to allocate more money to schools in the city and those monies are not allocated fairly. You could go to the teachers union website, put in the location of your school, and they will tell you if your school that your child attends, whether or not it's underfunded. This is the knowledge that we need our elected officials to have. Whoever is the mayor of New York City, we need them to be intelligent, do research, and execute, meaning bring about changes that we need as people of color so that we could survive, have better jobs, have loans for our business, have contracts with New York City. So, what is the million-dollar question? Who's going to be our next mayor? Is it Stringer? Is it Eric Adams? Or is it one of those other people that are in the race? My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions. We got answers. That's why, as an organization, we decided to incorporate our nonprofit organization, DIE, Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality. Ms. Phillip?
For more information, please visit our website at www.diversityinclusion.nyc. That's www.diversityinclusion.nyc. Or you can call us at 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489. Diversity without inclusion is inequality.
So please look at our website, participate, give us some messages as how we could work together to achieve these goals. Be a informed voter for 2021. The mayor's race is decided in June of 2021, not November, because what happens is that in the primaries, whoever wins the Democratic primary usually becomes mayor, not in the general election. So for June 2021, when you choose who's going to represent you for the Democrats, that's actually going to be a mayor. So June next year is when that decision is made. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions. We got answers. Ask the Lawyer. Our phone number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845, or visit us at Ask the Lawyer Figueroa & Associates at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you have a civil rights issue, if you think you have been discriminated against, give us a call. It's a free consult. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.